遺産問題に揉めています。
So, he said, me and my brother are both seeking our inheritance. So, please do something and talk to my brother. But Jesus doesn't say, okay, what should I do? He doesn't answer in that way. Rather, he answers with a parable.
それは金持ちがいて、
and in that parable, there was a rich man,
その人の畑は豊作であって、
and he was, harvesting from his field.
He was a lot of harvest, anyway. 豊作ね。そう。And, そして彼はもうこれでもう一生楽だ。これで引退して、あとはもう楽しもうって言うんですね。
And he gathered all of that huge harvest and he put it inside the...And he said, okay, now I can just relax. I can retire and just enjoy my life.
でもその例の話は死んでしまったらその富や財産は意味がないっていうんですね。
But within this parable, Jesus asks, if you die, what will happen to all that you have gathered?
命が大切だっていうんです。
It's teaching us that it's our life that's what's important.
物質的なものよりも命が大切だと。
More than the things that we can gather are is our life. That's what's important.
そしてだから思い煩うな、イエス様は続けられます。
So Jesus begins this passage. Therefore, because our life is important, therefore, don't worry.
皆さんは思い煩ったり心配したりしますか
？How about you guys? Are you worried sometimes?Are you troubled sometimes?
今日何回か思い煩ったり心配しましたか
Did you worry about anything even this morning?
結構私は心配しますね。
Actually, I'm a person who worries about
all things. だから心配しない人を見るとですね、羨ましい。
So when I look at someone who doesn't worry, I'm like, oh wow, that'd be so great if I didn't worry.
本当に私たちは心配事が多くあります。
So there are many things that are tempting us to start to worry about.
子供のことや家族のことや学校のことや職業のいっぱい私たちは心配したり思い煩ったりできることがあります。
We can worry about our kids. We can worry about school. We can worry about our jobs. There are so many things that we can worry about.
ここで注意しなくてはいけないことは思い煩うと計画する考えるとは別のことなんですね。
So we have to distinguish a little bit between worrying and between making some kind of plan.
考えて計画することをするなとは言ってはいない。
It's not saying don't think, don't plan. It's saying don't be troubled, don't worry.
でもですね、ある時はそれが一緒になってしまう時があります。
But there are times when our thinking and our planning becomes one with our worrying and our being troubled. It merges together.
気がつくと、もう心配しないようにいつも心配している自分を見せることはありませんか?
So sometimes, aren't you shown as I am that you're worrying all the time? What's up with this?
心配しないように心配しているんですね。
I'm worried that I'm worrying.
ねえ、そうですよね。心配が心配を私たちは
So Jesus tells us not to worry, so we're worried about worrying.
私たちはそうではない考え方をする必要をここでイエス様が語ったんですね。思い煩うなんていうんです。
So Jesus is saying to us, you have to do a different kind of thinking.
私たちは心配してると結構他の人と比べたりします。
When we start to worry, we start to compare ourselves with other people.
あの人はいいなと思って。
We think, oh wow, that person is awesome.
もしくは自分はダメだとかね。
Or maybe we start to think, oh, I'm really no good at all.
イエス様に従った弟子たちは全てを置いてきたわけですけれども、彼らもいつもいろんな心配事があったわけです。
So if we look at Jesus' life,There are many different situations and circumstances that he could have been worried about.
ですからいつも弟子たちに心配しないこと、思い煩わないことを弟子たちにいつもイエス様は教えていました。
So Jesus was always saying to his disciples, "Don't worry, don't be troubled." because actually there were lots of things potentially that they could be worried and troubled about.
誰か心配してて、私が心配するなよって言った時に、この言葉はすぐ入る人と入らない時とかあります。
So if we have someone in our midst that's really troubled and worried, and we say to them, oh, don't worry, the way they respond is different depending on the person.
なかなかね、その声が聞けない時はですね。
There are times when we don't want to hear that.
あんたは私のことわからないから勝手に心配するなって言うのよ。
So maybe we say or just
think,
you just don't understand the situation. If you understood what was going on, you wouldn't be telling me not to worry. It's not some words that I need from you, it's actually some help. So it's easy to push away people who tell us not to worry.
イエス様が弟子たちに思い煩うなって言っているんですね。
Jesus is saying in this place to his disciples, don't be troubled and don't worry.
イエス様が弟子たちに語ってらっしゃいます。
Jesus is saying this to his disciples.
食べ物や服装のことに思いを煩う必要はない。
He's saying that there's no need for you to be worried about food or clothing.
自分の心と体のことを心配しなさい。
Rather worry about your heart. Focus on your heart.
空の鳥は神様は養ってくださる。
Learn from the birds who are flying in the air.
野の花を神様は美しくくださる。
Look at the weeds and the grass and the flowers that are growing in the field, how God, our Father, takes care of them.
あなたはそれ以上に素晴らしいから心配しなくていいって言って。
Don't you know that you have more value than all of those? You don't need to worry.
私たちはちょっと鳥を見たり、野の花を見る必要があるかもしれません。
So perhaps, even we today need to be looking at the birds, and be looking at the things, the plants that are growing.
神様がすべてを養ってきてくださる。
God has certainly nourished all those living things.
神様は私たちをそれぞれ選び、私たちを良いものとして見てくださる。
God has chosen us and God says to us, you are good, you are enough.
イエス様の思い煩うなという声を聞く必要があるんですね。
So we needToday, to hear God's voice saying, don't be troubled, don't worry.
自分が小さく感じるとき、自分の力がないとき、困難に囲まれるとき、実は本当に聞きにくい言葉でもあります。
But at times when we're feeling so small, at times when we're feeling so troubled, that voice of Jesus speaking to us is hard to hear, isn't it?
でも私たちは本当に神様の視野、神様が見ている世界を私たちは見る必要があります。神様の視野という
We need to be able to have God's viewpoint.
そうすると物の見方が変わってくるんだと思います。
When we have God's viewpoint, then the way that we see things will change.
そしてイエス様はこう言われます。神の国と神の義をまず求めなさい。
So Jesus says at the end of the passage to his disciples, or within the passage, first seek the kingdom of God.
いろんなことあるけど、まず神様の国と神の義を求めなさい。
First.Even though there are all these troublesome things around you, first seek the kingdom of God and righteousness.
気がつかないうちに全てのものが加えて与えられるというんですね。
And if we do that, then without our even noticing, all the other things that we need will actually be provided.
多分そういう経験をしたことある方多くいらっしゃると思う。
I'm sure that a lot of you guys have had experiences like that.
神様に委ねて神様を求めたから様々な祝福を与えられた経験のある方多くいらっしゃると思う。
When we give things to God and we trust Him, then a lot of the other things in our life will take care of themselves.
このイエス様はあなたたちの持ち物をすべて売りなさいというのを言います。
So in another passage, Jesus says, just sell all the things that you have.
そうするとですね、すべて売るとですね、その財布が いっぱいいつも満たされるタイプだって、つききれないタイプになるっていうんですね。
So if we do that, then we have this wallet that's usually full of different、valuable things. Suddenly it's empty.
No, it's going to be the full all the time. The when we give everything, the wallet will become always full. I'm sorry. それから、それだけではなくて本当にそれは天に宝を積むことであるという。
And Jesus says to us that then we'll have treasure in heaven.
すべてを捧げるっていうことはまだ私はあまり本当に祈ってますけど実感ができないことでもあります。
I hear these words that Jesus says to give everything, and I have to really ponder upon these words. What do they mean for me?
マルコによる福音書とそれからルカによる福音書も出てくるんです。一人の未亡人の話があります。未亡人
さん。So in both Luke and Mark, there's a story about a widow.
その人がエルサレムの神殿に行って献金をします。
And she goes to the temple in Jerusalem and she gives an offering.
レプトン銅貨が2枚入れるっていうんですね。
It says different translation, two mites or two small coins she gives to the offering in the temple.
でイエス様はそのことを弟子たちに説明します。
And Jesus explains what she did to his disciples.
レプトン銅貨っていうのは、まあ、今の価値で言うとですね、2枚だと150円ぐらいだそうです。
So if you think about it in today's value, it would be about 150 yen today.
でもそれが彼女の全財産だという。
But in these passages, it says that that was all she had.
なんでこの未亡人は全財産の150円を賽銭箱に入れることができたのかっていうのはとても私は気になります。
I think about often and I ponder how could she have given this 150 yen when that was all that she had.
貯金箱を開けたら見たら150円しかない。その150円を彼女はなんで開けたんだろう。
If she opens up her savings and she looks and she sees all she has is about 150 yen, how could she possibly have given that in the offering?
彼女には恐れや心配がなかったんでしょうか。
So is it that she had no worries? Is there nothing that she was troubled about?
それとも一日一日ギリギリで生きている人の方が捧げることができ
るんでしょうか。 Or is it that people who are living from day to day, maybe we in English we call it from mouth to mouth, that it's easier for those kind of people to live?
そうじゃない人たちはついついいろいろ心配して本当に支えることができないんでしょうか。
So is it that people who have more, that it's trouble, it's more difficult for them to give?
私たちはいつも何をまず考えてしまうでしょうか。
What is the first thing that we think about?
イエス様が思い患うなと言われた言葉を私たちは聞いていますか。
Are we hearing Jesus' voice to us saying, don't worry?
弟子たちは実はいろんな訓練をイエス様によってなされました。
If we think about the gospel stories, the disciples were trained in various ways by Jesus.
ある時は12人、ある時は70人ですけど、2人組のペアでミッショントリップに行くんですね。
Sometimes it was just a group of 12 disciples, and at other times it was 70, but in any case, they were sent out two by two.
今のミッショントリップだいぶ様子が違います。
So it's really different from the mission trips that we have
Today. やることは神の国の天国について語ることと人々を癒すことが仕事でもあったりします。
So their mission was to tell people about the kingdom of God and also to go about healing people.
でもですね、大きな違いは財布もバッグも履物を持たないんですね。
But one thing that's so different from people today is that they were told, don't bring any bag.Don't bring any wallet with money in it, and don't even bring a change of shoes.
杖もパンもお金も持たないんですね。
Don't even bring a staff to walk with. Don't bring money and.
それから、替えの下着も持っていっちゃいけないんですね。
So don't bring anything that even to change your clothes.
そのミッショントリップを彼らは経験しました。
So those disciples had experienced that kind of mission trip. そして
素晴らしい働きをそこで彼らは経験するんですけども。
But at the same time, they experienced wonderful situations.
でもそういう彼らでもいつも新たな新しい心配や思い出が出てくるんですね。
But if we think about their life, there must have been one difficult situation after another that they needed to face.
クリスチャンになったから心配が急になくなるってわけではない。
It's not that once we become a Christian, all our worries disappear. That's not the case at all.
心配や思い煩い、いろんな形で私たちの目の前に現れます。
There are all sorts of difficulties and troubles that are right before our eyes.
皆様は思い煩うな心配するなと私たちに語ってくださいました。
But Jesus is saying to us, don't worry, don't be troubled by the things that you say.
実はこの弟子たちをミッショントリップに送るときにイエス様は普段弟子たちが気がつかないことをいくつか話されました。
When Jesus sent the disciples on this mission trip, there were different things that they didn't think about, they didn't realize.
弟子たちが見えないことですね。気がつかないことを。
There were things that the disciples couldn't see themselves or things that they didn't realize.
一つは、目の前に収穫がある。もう稲が今刈り取れるぐらいな収穫が色づいているということを話されました。
One of the things that they didn't realize is that the field was ready to be harvested.
もう今、そこに誰かが行って刈り取る準備があるということです。
Now is the time for you to go out into the field and harvest it.
そして刈りって働き人が少ないから働き人を送るように祈りなさいと言います。
And Jesus told the disciples, because there are so few workers, but this field is ready for harvest, this huge harvest, we need more workers.
そしてもう一つはですね、群衆を見て彼らが本当に疲れて心が荒んでいる枯れているその哀れな群衆のことを、が見えるんですね、群衆が、本当に心が悲しい、いや、見える God is not the Jesus feel
So the Jesus realized that the disciples didn't seeThat there were people in the crowd that were hungry and longing.
周りの人たちが本当に今大変な状況にあることが弟子たちには見えなかったんですね。
The disciples couldn't see that the people in the crowd were really, really troubled.
イエス様は憐れみの心で満たされたとあります。
But Jesus was full of compassion and mercy on the crowd.
もう一つはですね、狼がいっぱいいるっていうんです。
And one other thing that we have to realize is there were lots and lots of so-called wolves around.
私はあなたを出すのは羊を狼の中に送り出すようなものだ。
So Jesus is using a metaphor and he's saying, I'm sending you disciples out. It's the same as if I was sending sheep out in among many wolves.
ちょっと見てみましょうね。
Let's think about it a minute.
色づいた畑、本当に刈りの間近の畑を見てみましょう。
First, there's a field. It's ready for harvest. You can see. It's ready to harvest the field.
また、本当に心が打ちしがれた大変な人々、群衆が見えますか?
At the same time, there's a crowd whose hearts are troubled. Can you see them?
狼たちがいっぱいにも見えますか?
At the same time, there are all these wolves around. Can you see them?
イエス様は弟子たちに思い煩うなと言うんです。
But Jesus said, don't worry.
ルカに福音書を先読みました。12章の32節にはこのように始まります。
In Luke 12, we read this like this.
32. 小さな群れを恐れるな。
Don't be troubled, little flock.
小さな群れよ、 恐れるな。
Don't be worried, little flock.
敵の数からしたら小さな羊の群れなんですね。オオカミのいっぱいの中で、でもその小さな群れに恐れるなと、イエス様おっしゃいます。
Little flock, my disciples, little flock, you don't need to worry, even though there's all sorts of wolves around.
あなた方の父、お父様は喜んで、神の国、天の国をあなたに捧げ、あげるというんです。
Your Father God is happy to give you the kingdom.
私たち信仰の一歩を踏み出すときに必ず恐れがあるでしょう。
When we take a step of faith, we have fear, don't we?
でも、イエス様の恐れになっている声を本当に握りたいと思います。
But let's hold on to the words of Christ telling us, don't be troubled.Don't worry.
神様が共におられること。
God is with us.
聖霊様は私たちに力を与えて導いてくださること。
The Holy Spirit is filling us and guiding us.
それが私たちが神様から与えた約束でもあります。
Those are the promises that God Himself has given us.
小さい私たちを神様は用いてくださいます。
God will use us even though we're so small.
今日皆さんと一緒に私たちは本当にイエス様の思い煩うな、恐るなという言葉を自分のものにしたいと思います。
So this morning as we're gathered here, I want every single one of us to make these words of Jesus, words that he's speaking to us. Don't be troubled. Don't worry.
他の声じゃなくてイエス様の声、神様の声を聞きましょう。
Let's stop listening to the other voices and instead let's listen to the voice of the Christ.
一曲賛美をしますけど、賛美の中で本当に神様の声を今日求めていきたいと思います。
We're going to finish, before we have the baby dedication, we're going to finish with one more song. And as we're singing that song, I hopeis that each one of us can speak what God is speaking to us this morning.
Feel the atmosphere.
So a dedication is a time when the parents make a decision that they want to dedicate their lives to the Lord. So we also, it's a time for us to understand that children are given to us by God and we are to take care of them as So they may look somewhat similar, but each and every single one is a different creation of God, different human being.
献祭式は神様の前で本当にこれから神様の愛って神様の知恵でこの子たちを育てていきますということを宣言するときです。
So a baby dedication is a time for the parents to declare that they want to raise their child.With the love of God and with the wisdom of God. But it's not just something that just the family, but it's also a time for us as a community to take on that responsibility. As we share community with them, we want to pray with them. We want to support them in practical ways.
Amen. ですか?
Amen.
Are you ready? Okay. はい、では、共に祈りたいと思います。
So let's pray together.
Okay. God, ありがとうございます。
Father God, we thank you.
あなたがテオビックを支えてくださいました。
Father God, we thank you for Teo and we thank you for his life.
彼の人生をあなたが守り導き祝福してください。
Father God, we pray that you would protect him and you would lead him throughout his life.
あなたのものです。
He is yours, Lord.
あなたの子供として育つことができますように。
Father God, we pray that as your child, he would be raised. Father God, we pray that he would know your word and he would receive your power as he grows. Father God, at the same time, we pray for his parents, for Kyomi and Olivia, give them the strength that they need.Oh, Father God, we pray that he could be used for your purposes. Father God, we pray that he would live within your presence. And we just come before you at this
moment.
And we are here gathered as a community.We pray your blessing upon Teo and upon his family. We lift them up completely in your hands.